Have another great guest this morning. Hi, tell everybody your name and who you're with.
I'm Bruin Richardson, and I'm the Chief Development Officer at Children's Home Society of Virginia.
Oh, we love Children's Home Society of Virginia. You guys are doing all kinds of things this time of the year, and I know that you're doing some things with Wendy's too, right?
We are. We're the partner agency in Central Virginia for Wendy's Wonderful Kids program.
And Wendy's this
year is going to donate 15% of their sales nationwide from 4 to 8 p.m. to the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
Wow. Now, is that a special night they're doing that?
That is. It's November 15th.
Wow. So everybody that comes in, that's amazing. I mean, that's going to make so much difference. Isn't that nice they're doing that? And what a natural tie-in, I should say, with Dave Thomas, the founder, you know, and how he felt about adoption. That's great.
Absolutely. It's something that we're really proud to be a part of and partner with Wendy's in this event for National Adoption Night. As a Wendy's Wonderful Kid agency, one of the things that we get to do is we have what's called a Wendy's Wonderful Kids recruiter.
Uh-huh.
And that recruiter actually works with the kids who are the hardest to place in foster care. So she's working with kids who are part of a family unit, whether you have siblings, kids who are older, maybe older teenagers, kids who maybe have some developmental or mental health issues. And we really work with the kids to make sure that we spend a lot of time with them to learn about them and then match a family to the needs of the child, not a child to a family.
Wow, that is fantastic. So that's a different way of doing it, a different approach.
It is, and it's actually found to be three times more effective than a sort of traditional approach. And one of the things that what the grant that we get from Wendy's Wonderful Kids allows and the Dave Thomas Foundation allows us to do is have our social worker really work closely with those kids and have a smaller caseload so that she can really focus in on them and help them find a permanent home.
Wow. So that's such an important program then. And you guys do so much good. You were telling me before we started recording about a program I didn't realize that you guys did, and it's for the kids when they age out.
It is. You know, we at Children's Home Society, we really do the continuum of permanency, we call it, from all the way from placing infants in adoption up through helping young adults who have aged out of the foster care system. And that's a project called the Possibilities Project. The Possibilities Project is a joint venture that we have with the Better Housing Coalition that provides housing, educational supports, mental health supports, life skills training, economic support for young folks who have aged out of the foster care system, which is one of the real social problems that we have in Virginia and in the country. And so we're trying to create this new pilot program that we can then expand and really help deal with this program or with this problem across Virginia and maybe across the country.
That is amazing. I mean, a lot of people, you know, are waiting to maybe have a kid. Maybe they consider adoption now. And, you know, November is National Adoption Month, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we've got a phrase that we have out there right now, which is do something wonderful, adopt a teen.
Yes.
And we would love to see, we're actively recruiting families who will open their hearts and open their homes to a teen who really could use a permanent home.
Now, is the process, how long would it take somebody normally to adopt?
Well, it is a process, and there's training that we provide both for the young adults or the children to help them get ready to be adopted, but also a lot of training that we do with the families to help them to understand. You know, many of these kids have been through a lot of trauma in their
mm-hmm.
lives.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get into foster care for nothing.
Right.
And They've in some instances been passed from foster care to foster care, and so they've been through trauma. And we want to train our families to be able to, through trauma-informed training, to understand what it is that these kids need and how to best parent a child who's been through trauma.
Okay.
And so that process can take a year or two, mm-hmm. even before we really make the right match, because right. It's about matching that child to the Bright family.
Wow. And there's all ages of kids who are waiting, and you all deal with the foster care system too and try to help get kids in foster care. Is that correct?
Well, in terms of getting kids in foster care, the Department of Social Services is really responsible for that primarily.
Okay.
Our job is really more to get them out of foster care.
Get them
into permanent homes.
So when they're in foster care, that's when you're working your all's magic and trying to find the right family.
That's right.
Oh, wow. What a wonderful gift you could give a child, right? Or a teen?
Absolutely.
Wow. If you want to volunteer or maybe make a donation or help out or adopt, what do you do?
Best thing to do is contact us at chsva.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call us at 353-0191. And we would be delighted to obviously accept your donations, which you can also do online. But also, we are really excited if we have families out there who would like to have the opportunity to adopt a teen and do that to really help that teen have a permanent home and the kind of permanency that's going to allow them to thrive going forward.
Wow, what a wonderful gift you could give someone. And of course, Wendy's, we want to thank them. Go out that night where they're giving back a percentage, because that's going to be huge.
Absolutely. 15% of all the sales from 4 to 8 on November 15th. Please come out and help support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
Yeah, Adoption Night Out. I like that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.